sort of got an answer to your dimensions question.
Is Alice's dimensions question?
Which part of the question?
None of it. But on a little tangent, however.
A tangent from dimension, right? Okay. Yeah.
You've got two eyes, right?
Right, did you ever see him when he went solo?
Yeah.
Tangent from Dimensions. He never... he tried a kind of fish thing going on. When he was in Dimensions, he could write songs. He went down two solo albums, Tangent, nothing. I don't
know. When we first conceived, we only had one eye, actually.
Huh?
But then, as we... while the fetus is in the womb, it breaks into two. But interestingly, we only have one.
One eye?
Can I just say Dr. H is just looking very...
No, it's true.
When we're in the womb... wait a second, Keith. When we're in the womb, we just have one big eye.
Well, you're wrong.
I believe so. I read it in the medical journal recently. Yeah, at the very start, it's one eye and it splits into two. Yeah.
I like that idea. I'm with Alice on this. I'm with Alice on this. That in the womb we've just got one big eye. So when you go and have that thing where they take a photograph of the baby for the first time, you have a big eye. So what do you say then, Keith? Sorry, Keith. Go on.
Well, just to prove Alice wrong, we've got two eyes and we can see in 3D, right?
Yes.
If you close one of your eyes, you can see in 2D.
Well, no, I don't buy that at all.
Well, try it then.
We're all here doing the 8-week old baby thing. We're all going over. Of course we'll try, but that's not, that looks exactly the same.
No, that does not. Now, try this on, though.
I can see around the back. I'm walking around. It doesn't. It's just you. You're wacky. You're not hooked up right. Okay, so let's presume this nonsense for a minute.
Okay, now, you get an extra eye, right? Three eyes.
Yeah.
Can you see in four dimensions?
Well, yeah, if that presumes your argument that with one eye we see anything in 1D, and we don't.
Well, no, 2D, you fool.
I can't even do the 2D thing.
You're a freak.
No, I'm sorry, but we're all with me on this, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know what? Just before you go, Keith, then believe me, you are just going. Dr. H here, who's a professional doctor and has done the whole thing, and certificates and does surgeries and the whole thing, and actually had a stethoscope with her this morning. She's a proper doctor, right?
She's been a dentist as well.
And has dabbled in dentistry, as has Laurie with her file, years ago, if you remember. She was listening to you when you said, oh, but listen, you fool, you've got to do it. She did what doctors aren't supposed to do, and she raised one index finger to her temple and waved it around. And that was her diagnosis. So it was one eye, Alice.
So I read in, I think it was a New Scientist, and it may not be for very long.
You and balmy scientists.
It may not be for very long. It could.
It's a tangent.
Could be a matter of hours.
Balmy science. That'd be great, wouldn't it? If New Scientist been coming out next, balmy scientists. All the stuff that we have to reject, but it's good, you know. Mad theory stuff.
I don't think Keith's theory works anyway, because that's thinking of dimensions in terms of the way we understand them anyway. And if there are more dimensions, then it's going to be something completely beyond current comprehension, presumably.
That's why
we know it already.
That's when he gets into quackery, because.
Supposedly, like time is a fourth dimension.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
I don't know. I think that's just some kind of science fiction.
Time is a fourth dimension.
Qualification.
It's like thinking of a new colour, as I said. That makes me feel all funny. That makes me go all funny.
I think a better example is the one that we gave last week.
The end
about
of space, thinking of not the, or just the way it carries on. I know it's an old saw, but nevertheless, that makes you feel all funny.
That is brilliant.
And we perceive that to be up and that to be down, but we're not. We're just hurtling about. I mean, in fact, that is up and down, but, you know, it makes you feel odd.